Respected Mr. Goyal, State Project Director, Karnataka, Mr. Sailendra Sarma from EdSail, Navin Bhatia, my colleague at NUPA, and dear participating officers. I join Mr. Sailendra Sarma in welcoming all of you in this very important workshop, the Southern Regional Workshop on District and State Level MIS and DIFE Coordinator. Well, friends, in the past, we have been conducting workshop at the state headquarters. District MIS in charge of that particular state used to participate on such workshop. It is for the first time in the history of the DIFE that such workshops are being conducted for the first time, and this is the last workshop. Well, friends, it is the last but not the least one, because in the workshop, district and MIS in charge from none less than 113 districts, they are participating in this workshop. And these 9 states are having more than 2.5 less of the total 1.25 million schools which we have covered under the DIFE. Roughly around 20 to 25% of the total schools of our country are likely to be benefited in this workshop. I would like to take this opportunity and congratulate MHRD in general and TFG in particular for organizing the series of these 5 regional workshops. And I do not have any doubt but to say that this will help us in improving the quality of DICE data. And I am confident that this would be reflected in the DICE 2009-10 data. That we conducted such workshops first at the Shillong during August 21st and 22nd. For the northeastern region of our country, the second workshop which was participated by around 250 officers, the eastern level workshop which was conducted at Allahabad during 27th to 29th of August. Very recently, in the past, we were there in the Jaipur for the western region workshop, where another 125 officers from district and the state level of they participated during September 4th and 5th. Only last week we were in the Chandigarh for the Northern Region Workshop, where something around 95 participating officers from district and state, they participated in all together, including 125 sitting here this morning. We will be training 750 participating officers from different parts of our country. This is for the first time in the history of the DICE that we have covered all the 633 districts, not only the district level officers, but also state level officers. They have undergone this very important regional workshop being conducted for the first time under the banner of the DICE. Not only these workshops we have conducted, but in the past, in the very recent past, you might have observed that a series of video conferences were also conducted for the state level officers from the MHRD. Not only these video conferences, we have also conducted on September 9th one workshop through the EduSet, which was the program of EduSet of IGNU, was received in none less than 370 districts of our country. This is the only way through which we can reach to BRC and TRC level and ultimately to the headmaster and the head teachers, those who are our respondents. And we are confident that this year our effort would be definitely reflected in the quality of DICE data, which has already been improved in the last 4-5 years. The quality is reasonably good, but still there are many areas of concern. We know our areas of concern, we know our limitations, and we are working towards further improving the quality of our DICE data. I will join Mr. Sailendra in just to inform you that the one of the most important objective of this particular workshop, or I can say that the whole and the sole objective of conducting this workshop, is to improve the quality of DICE data and also to ensure that the coverage is complete. Even though the total number of schools covered under the DICE over a period of time, it has improved like anything, but still we know a few schools are yet to be covered under the DICE. Well, friends, through your efforts, through the efforts of the district and state level MIS in charge coordinators, through the active participation of our BRC, CRC and mandal level officers, through the very active participation of our headmasters and head teachers, we have achieved a lot so far as the DICE is concerned. DICE is now recognized not only at the national level, but also at the international level. A few countries have approached us so as to further improve the MIS of their own country. We have been invited to a number of countries and they are looking towards India in improving their own MIS. So we have achieved a lot. Whatever we have achieved, it is only because of your active participation. You are the main and the whole and the sole actor of the whole exercise. Without you, we cannot achieve anything. Whatever we have achieved, whatever we want to achieve in the future, it can be achieved only because of your active participation. There is no shortcut method. It is only your active participation and the participation of our BRC and CRC and the mandal level and the taluka level officers. We can achieve, we have achieved a lot, but still there are a few areas of concern and that can also be achieved only because of your active participation. You are playing a very significant role so far as the DICE activities are concerned. You have played very significant role, but you now have to play more important role so far as the DICE in the coming years are concerned. I am 100%, rather I am 200% confident this year that your effort will be reflected in the DICE 2009-10 data and that will not be raised so far as the quality of our data is concerned. Through your efforts, we now proudly claim that in all the 633 districts of our country, in all the 35 states of our country, now the MIS units have been established. The computer professionals are there. Somewhere the computer programmers are there. Somewhere the systems analysts are there. The data entry operators are there. We have established very successfully the MIS unit across the country, both at the state and the district level. The DICE software which has been developed at the national level by the National University of Education Planning and Administration is successfully working in all the 633 districts, not for the last 1 year, for the last so many years. So we could able to achieve, we could able to establish the MIS unit across the country. The second important achievement of all your efforts is that DICE has completely eliminated the time lag in the availability of education statistics so far as the elementary level of education in our country is concerned. It used to be 7 to 8 years. Still, the final publication of MHRD, published through the Education in India, is available for 8 to 9 years back. Some of these volumes are available for the year 99-2000. The second volume may be available for the year 2000-2001. The third volume on examination result is available for the year 2001 or 2. So different volumes of MHRD are available for different years. But on the other hand, the selected education statistics is there. That is latest available for the year 2006-7. Since it is selected education statistics, it is provisional in the nature and information only a few variables is made available. But through your effort, the DICE has completely eliminated the availability of the education statistics in case of elementary level of education. I am very happy to report you, and rather you know better than me, that at the national level, the time lag in availability of educational data, it has come down from 7-8 years to only 1 year at the national level. And at the state level and the district level, the time lag has come down to only few months. I am very happy to report you that the DICE 2008-9 data was recorded on 30 September 2008 and the first state, Lakshadweep, could able to submit the data at the national level by 4th of January 2009 and the many states joined Lakshadweep in a few months from January. Tamil Nadu, Punjab, Himachal Pradesh, Mizoram, they all joined Lakshadweep which submitted the data on January 4th, 2009. This is great achievement. But at the same time, we also know that there are few states where there is still a good scope of further reduction in the time lag in the availability of education statistics. I take this opportunity and inform you that though most of the states in our country, they submitted the DICE 2008-9 data, but because of the one or the other region, one of the states, namely Haryana, is yet to submit the data of 2008-9. We are discussing here 2009-10. They are still finalizing the data of 2008-9. You will believe me that unless and the last state submits the data, we cannot bring out our publications. We are late by almost 4 months. We would have come out with the first publication, DICE Plus Statistics, by now. But because of the one state, we are stuck. And our publication based upon the DICE, this flash statistic, would be followed by a number of other publications like as the district report card, as you know, the state report card, analytical report, analytical tables, elementary education in rural India, elementary education in urban India, and DICE, containing all the publications, the CD and all. We have achieved a lot. The third major our achievement, all of us sitting here, is that now data is available in ready to use form at all the levels, right from school to cluster, mandal, block, district, state and national level. Data is made available to the user at all the levels, you all know. And I am happy to say again here that all the 633 plans are in our country, elementary education plans are in our country, are now largely based upon the DICE. This is a great achievement. Data is now available on all the aspects of elementary level of education, universalization of elementary education. You name the variable, and you know better than me that information is now available at all these desired levels. Gross enrollment ratio, net enrollment ratio, retention rate, dropout rate, promotion rate, transition rate, PTR, SCR, percentage of boy or girls enrollment, female teachers, facilities, drinking water, common toilet, electricity, ST enrollment, teachers, para teachers, every bit of information that is required for efficient planning of elementary level of education is now available in ready to use form. We have achieved a lot, as I already said, but still we have to achieve a lot more, and that can also be achieved only through your active participation. We know our limitations. Still, despite all these our achievements, fingers are being raised about the quality of our data. On one platform or the other platform, our data is found inconsistent. We know our limitations. We know our problems. And we are trying our level best to further improve the quality of our data. Main objective of this particular workshop is to ensure improvement in the quality of our 2009-10 DICE data, and also to ensure that the coverage under DICE 2009-10 would be the complete. Well, friends, as already said, we have achieved a lot. In 94-95, we could able to achieve only 42 districts. In 94-95, we could able to cover only 65,000 schools. By the end of the DPEP in the year 2001, we could able to reach 272 districts in 18 states. And now, we have covered none less than 1.27 million schools, recognized schools imparting elementary level of education in our country. We receive data from about 70,000 clusters. We receive data from about 7,000 blocks. We have covered 633 districts. We have covered 35 states and union territory of our country. We do not know still how much schools are yet to be covered under the DICE, because generally we do not have the school directly with us. At the international forum, people used to ask us, what is the percentage of the schools covered under the DICE? Frankly speaking, we do not know what is the exact percentage of such schools, because generally the school directory is not being maintained at the state level. We do not have the total number of schools right now, but we used to say that the total number of schools covered under the DICE now is 1.27 million schools. But as we know, our limitations, as you know also, that a good number of such schools, government recognized schools, such as the Kendriya Vidyalaya Sangathan, KVS school, the Navodaya Vidyalaya school, the open schools, the Tibetan schools, the military schools, the Sainik schools, the project schools, they are yet to be covered under the DICE. All of such schools are not covered. Only few of such schools are yet to be covered. And we are trying our level best. And we have taken up this issue with the Union Education Secretary. And very soon, the Union Education Secretary of Department of School and the Literacy is going to write the chairman of all these KVS, NVS, and we are sure that a letter would be written by the Education Secretary to the chairman of all KVS, VS, and definitely very soon the letter would also be available at dice.in. So at the one hand, a few of the government schools are yet to be covered, recognized schools are yet to be covered under the DICE, but at the other hand, a good number, as you all know, the total number of recognized private unaided schools and also the recognized private aided schools covered under the DICE is something around 2 lakh. It's great achievement. People used to say 5 years before, private schools institutions are not covered under the DICE. The situation has almost changed, entirely changed, and none less than 2 lakh schools, private, aided and unaided, which is roughly around 20% of the total 1.27 million schools, are covered under the district information system for education, as you all know. But despite this 2 lakh schools, a good number, people used to say, you used to say, our field level officers, CRC and BRC coordinators, when we interact with them, they used to say that we do not enter the private unaided schools. There are few schools are yet to be covered under the diet. We are trying our level best to reach to all the uncovered, unaided private institutions. Many states have got, they have started good practices. Just before, we observed the diet fortnight from 1st of October to 15th of October. There is newspaper advertisement, half-page newspaper advertisement in Delhi, Jammu and Kashmir, Punjab, Chandigarh and many other states. We will also request our state level officers to initiate such activities so as to ensure that all the private unaided schools are covered under the diet. And their responsibility, they cannot shy away with the responsibility of submitting data under the diet. It has become more important in the light of the right to education bill. Not a single school will able to run, unrecognized school will able to run after the act of the right to education. At the one hand, still private unaided schools are to be covered under the diet. But on the other hand, I am very happy to report to you that there are states in our country where they have extended the coverage of diet to even to unrecognized school. There is no guidelines from the government of India. But in view of the importance of the elementary level of education, in view of the importance of the unrecognized schools, so far as our achieving the goal of universal primary and elementary level of education, these states like Punjab, Andhra Pradesh, they have extended the coverage of diet even to the unrecognized school. Punjab could collect data from no less than 7,000 unrecognized schools. Andhra Pradesh could able to, they collected data from 6,000 unrecognized schools. Now, after the right to education bill, their responsibility, it has improved significantly. Not a single unrecognized schools will able to run after the right to education act. Either these schools are to be shut down or they should get the recognition. They have to pay a sum of rupees 1 lakh for the recognition, failing to which, if they continue to function, a fine of 10,000 per day is imposed in the Right to Education Act. So the responsibility of the states where the large number of unrecognized schools are there, it has improved like anything. We have to think about the children who are studying in these 6,000 schools in Andhra Pradesh or 7,000 schools in Punjab. So for the year 2009-10, we have to ensure that the coverage is complete. This is just about the general observations. Now I will give you some points where the fingers are raised about the quality of our data. We know our limitations, but still we would like to bring it to the notice of all sitting here so that in the year 2009-10 data, the quality of data is significantly, visibly seen improved in our data. When you go back, you have to perform a number of activities like this. We are assembled here, each of these states, in each of these districts, you will be going back. You will arrange such training to your BRC and the CRC coordinator. Without any failure, if you have not yet conducted such type of training before 30th, before launching DICE 2009-10 and observing DICE fortnight October 1st to 15th of October, you, while going back, arrange similar training of your mandal level officers, your taluka level officers, or your block level officers. That is the first important expectation from you. When you go back, in turn, you just tell your BRC coordinator that in turn, they have to arrange similar training to your CRC coordinator. Without any failure, there is no compromise on this particular part. And in turn, the CRC coordinators will arrange training to our headmasters and head teachers, those who are our respondents. From the national level, we cannot reach BRC and CRC coordinators. We tried through the EDUSET, but still, because of some limitations, we could not reach. It is only through you, the district MIS coordinator, we can reach to the BRC and CRC coordinator and ultimately to the headmaster and the head teacher. Whatever we discuss here in this particular workshop would be visible only in the year 2009-10 data if our message reaches to our headmasters and head teachers who are the respondents. It doesn't reach to the headmasters and the head teachers, who are the respondents, if they doesn't fill up the form correctly, no expectation in the quality of data is improved. Even though I am of the personal opinion that there are no reasons to believe that the headmasters or head teachers do not supply the correct data. Maybe because of the lack of understanding, because of the lack of training, because of the lack of understanding of the concept of a particular variable or indicator, some information is not coming up properly. But otherwise, I do not believe that intentionally our headmaster and head teacher, they supply the wrong or fake data. There is no reason to believe it. So while going back to your places, please ensure that you conduct that similar training to BRC and CRC coordinators, and we should reach to the school headmaster without any failure. That first task you have to perform just going back after the workshop. For the last so many years, we are trying our level best to make accountable the CRC coordinator, which is key to the quality of DICE data. You all know that data can be checked thoroughly only at the CRC level. Most of the states have made accountable the CRC coordinator to ensure that the number of schools covered under the CRC is complete in terms of the number of schools. All the recognized schools, including government and private aided and unaided, are supposed to be covered under a particular CRC. We have made accountable. If you, in your state, if you have not yet made accountable the CRC coordinator, you please also issue a government order and ensure and make accountable the CRC coordinator, and to ensure that it is the responsibility of the CRC coordinator to ensure that the total number of schools falling under his or her jurisdiction is complete. There are no missing values in the filled-in format, and the data provided by the school headmaster and head teacher is consistent to the level possible. That is the second important thing we have to do. And in this particular case, the GOs, if they are not yet been issued, it is the state has to take the leadership. Now I come to very important aspect. This, like previous year, this year also, please ensure and take this message to the CRC coordinator that all the fielding formats will be checked on 100% basis, not on random basis. All the fielding formats will be thoroughly checked by the CRC officer. In case if a particular CRC no coordinator is there, you have to ensure that these formats are checked by some other CRC or some other officers working at the CRC level or at the BRC level. So kindly take this message back to our CRC coordinator that this year 100% filled-in formats would be checked by the CRC level, and this would not be a random sample checking of the DICE filled-in format. The CRC coordinator will ensure that there are no missing values. All the columns are filled in correctly over a period of time. Because of your effort, because of your active participation in the DICE activities, the missing values in except in one or two district or state, it has gone down like anything. But this year, we further want from you to ensure that, take this message to the CRC to ensure that there is going to be 100% checking at the CRC level. Once the data, because we believe that CRC is the lowest level where only 15 to 25 schools are there, and the filled-in format can be checked and should be checked only at that particular level. At upper levels like block, district and state levels, data cannot be checked. It is not physically possible. But this year, for the first time, the BRC coordinators, we have to make accountable and take this message that they have to check the filled-in formats, 25% of the total format. If there are 100 formats, filled-in formats in a particular BRC, out of 100 formats, they are going to check 25 formats without any failure. And these 25% formats are to be checked on 100% basis. It's not randomly. When I say 100% basis, means each and every column of a particular filled-in format is to be checked. Please take this message to the BRC coordinator to ensure that the filled-in formats are checked on 25% basis at the BRC level and 100% at the CRC level. Then our BRC coordinator will pass on these formats to the district level. For the first time, officially, we are going to make accountable the district project coordinator or his officers working in the area of MIS thoroughly check the 10% of the total format falling under the district. If 1,000 schools are there, then they will be drawing a sample of 10% schools, 100 schools. And these 100 schools filled in formats would be thoroughly checked by the district level officers. Please ensure it. And if possible, give them official orders so as to ensure that 100% checking is taken place at the CRC level, 25% at the BRC level, and 10% at the school level. So 3 years back, 4 years back, we have seen the change in the school ID. Our school used to change the school IDs. Otherwise, the school IDs are one in the lifetime. In order to discourage, in order to check the change in the school ID, 3 years back, we have provided printing of the DICE data capture format from the software itself. And now, I am very happy to report to you that there are at least 15 states, including the Uttar Pradesh, having 72 districts and 1,70,000 schools, they are printing the data capture format from the software itself. The beauty of printing the data capture format from the software itself is to avoid change in the school ID. And all the constant variables, the year of establishment of a particular school, the highest class, the lowest class, such type of variables are printed if we print the data capture format for the software. Maybe from the next year onwards, we will make it mandatory so that the data capture format is printed from the software only. I am confident that if we undertake these measures, the quality of DICE data will go like anything. So I am confident that the state level officers have taken enough care this year in printing the DCF and to ensure that all the new variables which we have added or modified this year, they are correctly printed in the data capture format. Now you have conducted the workshop, you have cleaned the data is thoroughly checked in. Now the next important stage is to making available the feeding of the data. In our country now, generally the data is being computerized only at the district level. But a good number of states, they have decentralized the data entry to the level of block level. If these states also come forward with the proposal in the annual plan, we assure you that we will take up the matter in the PAB with the MHRD to ensure that the data entry is decentralized to the level of block level. When you undertake the data entry at the district level, please ensure that the concerned BRC and CRC coordinators are also sitting at the time of the data entry. If the data entry is taking at the district level, please ensure availability of the concerned BRC level at the district level. If it is at the block level, please ensure availability of the CRC level at the block level while the data entry is taking place. We are 100% confident that this measure will also help us in improving the quality of our data, and it will help us in online or on the spot checking of the data. We are not entitled to modify the filled in format by at our own. They have to be modified, they have to be altered, changed by the process through the BRC, CRC and the school. And now since the school headmaster and the head teacher, the telephone number is also included in the DCF, definitely online while feeding the data, you may also able to approach the concerned school headmaster if you find any inconsistency in our data. Before that, the next particular step that is very important is that the consistency check module. We have covered all the schools, we have checked all the filled in format, we have fed data into the computer. The next important thing before you submit the data to the any other further level is to, without any failure, there you don't have to convey this message to anyone, but you have to do this particular thing which I am just going to tell you, that it is your responsibility to check or run the consistency module. I know many of you are using the consistency module, but there are many districts who do not use the consistency module. If you use the consistency module, you will see that whether the data is consistent or not. If you use the consistency module, you will see that the screen is full of the stars. In examination, if my son appears, if he gets the 5 stars, we say that very good, excellent work done. But so far as the DICE is concerned, if you check the inconsistency module and if our schools are full of the stars, we will say that though we have lot of stars, but the quality of data is of the worst. We don't want any stars in our data this year. You want to ensure you will be the 5-star only if there is no star in your district level data this year. Kindly ensure that you run the consistency module and ensure that, and if you click a particular cell, it will take you to a particular school where the inconsistent data is found. You can remove with the help of the BRC, CRC and the telephone number of the school headmaster and teacher and ensure that let there be no star, then only we will be the 5-star. That is very important. You have to do this year. You are doing. But still, we would like to re-emphasize that you please kindly do it rigorously this year. Now, data is ready. What to do next? Our job is not over. Our job now begins. First important thing is that at the district level, you generate all the tables from the Dice software, block-wise, and if possible, the cluster-wise, and share at all these levels. Share the block-level report, share the cluster-level report, and also print out the school report cards from the software itself. It's possible, quite possible. The school report cards can also be downloaded from the website schoolreportcard.in. I'm very happy to report to you, sir, here, that the school report card is now available in your regional language. It is available in Telugu. It is available in Kannada. It is available in Malayalam. It is available in Tamil also. This is great opportunity. This is available in your own regional language, and this can be downloaded from the schoolreportcards.in. We will make effort so as to ensure the printing of the school report cards by block-wise or the cluster-wise, that facility is not yet available. So, before submitting the data to the state level, you have to ensure at your level that the data is shared at all these levels. That is your prime responsibility. And once the data is finalized at your level, then only you will be able to send it, record it, store it in the CD and give it to the state level officer. Now, the state level officers, MIS in charge coordinators have to play a very important role. They just not have to merge the data into the state DICE and send it to the national level. Before that, they should also check the data. They generate the district-wise tables. They generate the district-wise indicators. They discuss with you. They invite you at the state level. All the districts share the data. And if there is any inconsistency, the inconsistency should be removed through the proper channel by involving BRC, CRC, school headmasters and all. We are not entitled to alter the DICE data. The beauty of DICE data is that there is no scope of manipulation. And we have never, ever altered the data which is provided by you. In whatever form the data is provided to us, we have made available at the schoolreportcards.in, at DICE.in, and in all our publications. There is no scope of manipulation. But still, we know that there are problems in filling up the form. We know that two rooms that need major repairs and two rooms that need minor repairs should be fixed. But the total number of rooms are written to be 8. Human element is involved. The computer cannot do. Software will be of little help. Unless until our message this is to the headmaster and the head teacher, the improvement in the quality of data is not at all expected. That is why this workshop is very important for all of us, those who are involved in the DICE activities, to go back and conduct similar type of workshop for the BRC level, state level, CRC level, and ultimately at the state level. We used to do it at the national level also, and immediately after we receive data from the state, we undertake the comparison of key indicators, enrollment, teachers, number of schools by management. We compare it district-wise with the last year data and send it to the state project director. You should do it before sending it to the national level so that there are no inconsistency is observed in our data. Well, friends, I have said that those who have printed the data capture format from the software itself, all the new variables which we have added this year will got printed automatically. But those who are not printed, and this particular group, only one or two states are going to print or already printed, the chances are that we have to ensure that all the new variables or all the modified variables which have been modified this year are correctly understood by all of us, are correctly printed in all our DCF. We have to ensure that the new variables such as the midday meal, two questions are added, whether the functional computers are there or not, whether the total number of seats are there, whether the toilet is functional or not, whether the telephone number is, the information is correctly printed in our DCF or not, details of classroom according to the board minor like that one, some modifications are there, the Anganwadi in the assigned to the school is added, number of classrooms under construction availability of the additional length for additional classroom is also added. Computer aided learning related one question is also added. So we have to ensure, and similarly teachers by disability and the training status of teachers so far as the CWSN children are concerned. These are the new variables, few variables, but we will be taking up all new variables one by one when we discuss the data capture format. Please ensure and you understand in this particular workshop what is the meaning of all these new variables, what information is to be filled up, and what is the implications and what are these modified variables, what are the difference. Otherwise, our headmaster will continue to fill up whatever they continue to fill up for the last so many years. Kindly ensure it. These are all the new variables. We give focus to all these modified and new variables when you undertake the workshop at your own end. Well, friends, the fields where are raised on our data. Number one, we have three types of enrollment. We have the enrollment by category. We have the enrollment by age. We have the enrollment by age of instruction. There are thousands and thousands of schools still after all these our achievements. The three sets of enrollment, they never match. They never match at the state level. They never match at the district level. They never match at the school level. This is the biggest challenge now in the year 2009-10 to ensure that. Please note it down. You will be ensuring this year that the enrollment by medium of instruction, enrollment by category, and enrollment by A would be, to the extent possible, it would be, they will match. This is one of the very important serious limitations where the fingers are raised about the quality of whole data. Quality of whole data, not only the enrollment data. Please ensure it this time. Give proper training. And we are now developing a format for calculating or counting the enrollment by age and grade. A format is being developed so that it will also help us, our headmaster, facilitate the work of headmaster so as to calculate or count the enrollment by age and grade metric. So the first important thing is the enrollment. The second important thing is that enrollment by in case of ST and ST is not reported from many states in the previous year. Please ensure that that information is also supplied to us. The next important thing is that when we analyze child with special need, enrollment physically challenged children, we used to see that the enrollment in case of CWSN is not at all consistent. One year at the national level it is 1.67 million. The other next year it is 1.44 million. In the current year it is 1.54 million. We do not know what are the reasons why there is inconsistency in the total number of CWSN children in our data. Please kindly ensure this year that the complete coverage of child with special need, children with special need is provided in the year 2009-10 data. We also know that enrollment, despite all our efforts, for the Muslim minority is not correctly reported. Though it is the third year, this would be the fourth year, but still there are few states where the considerable size of the Muslim population is there as per the 2001 census, but still the percentage of Muslim enrollment to the total primary and upper primary levels of education is not in the lines of their percentage share of the population. I am happy to report you that we have taken up the issue with the state, and this year again some modification, some improvement is already taken place. But I would like to emphasize here is that if there is inconsistent data, the figure is raised not only to a particular variable but to the entire set of the DICE data, which gives us bad reflection on the quality of our DICE data. This year you should also give much more focus on Muslim minority and CWSN children and all this one. Come to few of my last points. Grade wise enrollment is also a problem in many states, in many districts, in many schools. Grade 2 enrollment this year is more than grade 1 enrollment the previous year. I just give you an example. If the enrollment in grade 2 this year is 120, the last year it was only 80. If there are valid reasons, if there are valid reasons why it has increased from 80 to 120 this year, we do not have any issue. But if we do not know the reason, then it is a big issue. And all the grade wise enrollment is going to be reflected in the dropout rate, promotion rate, repetition rate, transition rate, and the retention rate. And all these indicators are very crucial so far as the retaining capacity of elementary education under the Sarva Shiksha Abhiyan program is concerned. Then next one is the facility variable. You please check, and there is provision made available in the DICE software. Kindly check the facility, number of the schools by facility, with facility or without facility. This is, you can get the list of all such schools in the from the website itself. Number of schools without blackboard, number of schools without drinking water at all. Please check it, if and the factual position should only be reported and reflected in the data capture format. Despite all our achievements in the last 2 years, 2 years before, we have found that some 700 schools were reported without blackboard by one of the very advanced, economically advanced states of our country. The Minister of Education, he ordered an inquiry. Ultimately, it was found. They visited all these 700 schools. List was provided by us. And they visited the schools and found that teachers say that if we say there is no blackboard in the school, we will get more blackboards in the coming year. That is why we have reported this one. We don't want this to be happen in our state, all sitting here. Please ensure that it has got implications, serious implications, so far as the elementary level of education is concerned. If we provide them adequate training, then only it would happen. One more important variable, where the two more important variables. One is the instruction date. We found recently that 168 days are reported by Delhi government. Total number, average number of school functions in Delhi was 168 days, the school wise data. And we found that in good number of schools, the number of school days, school function was only 2 digits, and in many schools it was only 1 digit. How could it possible if it is school is not new? Please ensure at your level this year that the total number of schools is also reported correctly so far as the DICE 2009-10 data is concerned. I come to the next point. That is the media of instruction, where the fingers are raised to your data, which you supply to us. We just disseminate. We don't manipulate. Whatever you give to us, we just our responsibility, our commitment is the dissemination. So medium of instruction is another variable where there is a great problem. We have seen the school running in Konkani, which is a Goa, is a dialect, language in Goa, Konkani. We have seen schools, medium of instruction Konkani in Nagaland. And we have also seen Manipuri being taught in Goa. How is it possible? If there are such schools, no problem. But Manipuri and Konkani cannot become the first language medium of instruction of a particular state where there is no school. Similarly, we have seen in West Bengal recently, 3 years back, the main medium of instruction is Nepali. We checked the data. We found that the schools from Nepali speaking districts such as the Darjeeling and the others, they only reported the medium of instruction. That is why the Nepali has become the main medium of instruction in Nepal, West Bengal. We took up the matter with the state government, and I am happy to report you that the Bengali is now the main medium of instruction in Bengal. But I would like to say that you please ensure that the grade 8 enrollment is also supposed to be included in the DICE. Whether it is part of the secondary or higher secondary, our commitment is 1 to 8 classes, irrespective of the type of school. Please ensure that all 1 to 8, Kerala it is 1 to 7, in other states 1 to 7, but many of our states now, they extended coverage to 8th class, even if it is not part of the elementary level of education, elementary school, even though it is not part of, it is part of their secondary and higher secondary level of a school. You please also ensure that we have, without any failure, we have to extend coverage of DICE this year also to 1 to 8, entire 1 to 8 classes. We have problems in identification of teachers, whether they are teaching in the primary or upper primary or mostly upper primary or not sure. We will be discussing all these things. One more important thing which we have noticed now, and which Mr. Shailendra has also pointed out indirectly, is that we have analyzed the data in terms of the total number of schools opened after the Sarva Shiksha Abhiyan program was started in 2001. The total number of schools, new schools that was reported in the year 2007-8, for example, 20,000. But this year, 2008-9, it has gone down to 18,000 only. How it is possible? The new schools, as on a particular date, cannot go down. Please ensure, it is because of the fact that there are problems still in the number of year of establishment of particular school. You please have to ensure this year that the correct information is supplied. If there are problems in the school, the school establishment year is not known, we will discuss in the coming technical sessions how to deal with this particular. Well, friends, lastly, I would like to say, now the expectations are more on us. More expectations are there. In the Sarva Shiksha Abhiyan framework, it is clearly written that the management information system should also involve the community. should also involve the community, not only in the data utilization, but also in case of data collection. The time has come that we should also involve the community, the headmaster, the member of the school management committee, the member of the PTA, the member of the MTA, the member of the VEC, so as to further improve the quality of our data. As Mr. Sailendra has already said, we have to ensure this year that our school report cards and the other relevant information is displayed in the school without any failure. This is great expectation from now. On the forums, we have been advised to involve that community with the affairs of the management information system in general and DICE work in particular. I am sure that by going back to your own state, district, block and clusters, you will also involve this year the community. Even if some doctor, headmaster, leader, local leader, panchayat, sarpanch, if they are involved in the interested in the elementary level of education, please involve them. And if possible, you can also get the certification from the member of these community leaders in our data capture format. And lastly, in view of the concern raised on the quality of our data on one platform or other platform, 3 years back, we initiated the process of 5% random sample checking of the DICE data. I'm happy to report you some 25 states, they have undergone. The finding is available at DICE.in. Though these 5% random sample checking were initiated, conducted only in few districts, not in all the states, but the finding is applicable to all the districts in a state across the country. Please share the finding to your district level, MIS in charge, BRC, CRC, at all these levels, so that we can further improve the quality of DICE data. An independent agency is supposed to conduct the DICE data 5% random sample checking of the DICE data. Maybe this year, this 5% random sample checking of the DICE data will be conducting in your own district. You also have to play a very significant role. You have to facilitate the work of the 5% random sample checking of the independent agency in your district. But there are three cautions I would like to caution you. Please take care of that one. The number one is that you please extend to the 5% random sample checking of the DICE agency. Number two, the DCF of the 5% random sample checking of the DICE format is to be filled in by the investigator of the independent agency and not by our headmaster. The format will be filled in by the investigator, not by us. Number two, this format of 5% random sample checking of the DICE data is not to be copied, such as the school report card and the DICE filled in format of the previous year. But at the same time, we have to make available all the school records, 10 records, 15 records, 20 records, to the investigator so that he can go through and collect the data and fill in the 5% random sample checking of that particular DCF. This, we will be failing our duty if last year filled in formats are provided to the agency and he will copy and it will forfeit the basic purpose of conducting the 5% random sample checking of the DICE data. I am confident that this year, through all our efforts, we will further improve the quality of DICE data. So this particular workshop, most of your doubts would be cleared, but still a few doubts will bound to come occasionally or over a period of time. For that particular purpose, you can enroll yourself to the member DICE group of users at the Yahoo. The details will be given to you. Lastly, this is really last one. Well, friends, 5% random sample checking agency would be there, and there are many other agencies such as the NCERT. They are going to launch the 8th All India Education Survey. The date of reference would also be 30th September 2009. We are very cautious in our operations, our activities, so far as the DICE in the past years are concerned. We are doing it to the best of our ability, but this year, 2009-10, is going to be a special year for all of us, those who are involved in the DICE activity. This 8th All India Education Survey will give us an opportunity to check the reliability of our own data on 100%, not on 5%. It would be on 5%, not only 5% basis, but each and every of these 1.25 or more schools are supposed to be covered under the DICE. On complete enumeration basis, the information would be checked, would be collected, analyzed, and would also be compared naturally with the DICE indicator. This is going to be a very special year for us. Our data validity would be checked by an independent agency this year. You please be cautious. Please ensure that we supply correct data. Only point I am making here is that please be cautious. I am confident, 100% confident that all your efforts would be reflected in the DICE 2009-10 data. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. Thank you very much.